Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Can regular sexual intercourse actually make you skinnier? And are there really health benefits to regular sex? Well, my guests think so. She's Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo. She's a clinical psychologist. So, Dr. Lombardo, tell us, can sex actually make us skinnier?
It can. Isn't that wonderful?
It's good news.
It can make us skinnier. And the men are not putting us up to this. It can make us skinnier in a couple of different ways. And so we're going to talk about some of those ways that it can make us skinnier. You know, one of the ways we often hear is stress burns calories. And stress burns some calories. It's not as great as a kickboxing class when it comes to that. But it certainly does contribute to expending calories and not putting in calories. So that's a bonus. But another real area where stress helps us lose weight comes in with cortisol. And we've probably heard about cortisol. It's our stress hormone, and it makes us fat. It makes us fat by two ways. One, it causes us to have certain cravings for things like carbohydrates. Cortisol also lays down fat, especially around our midsection. So when stress, and particularly orgasm, reduces our cortisol levels.
You mean sex, and particularly orgasm, not stress.
A little Freudian slip there. Yes, sex, and particularly orgasm, it causes our cortisol levels to go down.
And cortisol can boost your appetite for those high fats and things. You know, when we're stressed out as ladies, we tend to reach for the things that will go right to our middle. And cortisol actually does contribute to belly fat, too, as a result, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what are some of the more unusual benefits of sex that we can find healthfully?
Well, and I'll tell you one that actually also relates to our waistline, and that's sleep. Following orgasm, there are hormones that are released into our system that allow us to sleep better. And so not only is that great to get a good night's sleep, but also, of course, the research shows that when we do not get the sleep that we need, even independent of how much we're eating, we tend to gain weight. And so that's another way that sex really helps us lose weight.
And what about boosting our immune system? Can it help do that?
Absolutely. The research shows that when people have sex 2 to 3 times a week, their immune system, their IgA, which is a particular marker in your immune system, is actually stronger. So you're less likely to get things like colds and the flu. You can fight off different infections better.
Wow. That's, you know, I mean, it's interesting to hear all these things. And I've also heard that it can even help relieve pain or give you healthier skin. Speak about some of those ones you don't hear about very often.
Yeah, so there's often this sense of, you know, honey, not tonight, I have a headache. But actually, if you have a headache, sex is one of the best things that you can do because it releases OxyContin, which allows us to release some of that pain so we don't have as strong a pain. It also causes us, orgasm causes us to release a certain element, DHEA, which helps our skin look brighter and shinier and healthier.
Wow, and you can get your DHEAs in fish oil too, but wouldn't it be so much more fun? So much more fun to get it from sex. And also, when you mentioned the oxytocin, the hormone that's secreted, that releases endorphins, doesn't it? And so as a result, you even not only get that pain relief and the headache relief, but even if you had, you know, arthritic, it actually acts like an analgesic, correct?
It does. It absolutely does. It also helps reduce some of the inflammation. Inflammation, we're realizing more and more, can be a culprit when it comes to depression, when it comes to weight gain, when it comes to pain. And by releasing that cortisol, getting rid of some of that, the inflammation in our body as a whole goes down, and that helps us be happier and healthier and more pain-free.
Well, and as we know, you know, that is really a contributor to heart disease as well, you know, and when you have the higher cortisol levels and that sort of thing. So it definitely can actually even help improve your heart health.
It can. And the research, there was an interesting study looking at how blood pressure actually goes down for people when they're having consistent, when they're consistently sexually active. And so, again, with the stress going down, but literally your blood pressure goes down. So this can help people. I'm not suggesting they get off their medications without talking to their doctors, but it really can help reduce that blood pressure. When our blood pressure is high, that can cause all kinds of problems with our cardiovascular system.
Well, I'm imagining very active sex, because blood pressure can be lowered from one bout of exercise for like 4 to 6 hours. So if your sex is like active and you kind of make it a real exercising sport way, then I'm sure it would lower your blood pressure. That's so great to hear. What other some unusual ones we might not think of?
It helps build our self-esteem. When we have, when we're sexually interacting with our loved ones, we feel more confident about ourselves. And which came first, the chicken or the egg? Are sexually active people, does it cause us to feel better about ourselves, or are people with higher self-esteem, are they more sexually active? The research really shows that it goes both ways. But when we are sexually active, it allows us to feel good about our bodies, to feel good about ourselves. And that's huge. I mean, when you think about it, self-esteem really is a contributing factor to all kinds of problems, from being overweight to depression to not succeeding at work. And so having this as a very healthy way to boost your self-esteem can be very powerful.
Wow, that, you know, and self-esteem right there, again, with the stress and kind of linking it always together. If you have low self-esteem, I'm sure your stress levels are certainly higher.
Absolutely, because when our stress levels are higher, we tend to have negative thoughts. We tend to have that kind of barrage of can't do it, not gonna succeed, you're gonna fail, you suck. When we can reduce those, we're much more empowered, and so we really can go out and do, you know, when we believe in ourselves, we really can go out and do anything.
Well, that's true, and certainly women, and we are so negative self-talk centered. You know, we could wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and say, "Oh my God, you're so fat," but when you feel sexual, when you feel desirable, then you're going to look in the mirror and say, you know, those curves aren't so bad.
Right. And it really is about what we focus on. You know, in life, there's a lot of not so great, but there's also a lot of great. And so when we can reduce our stress through sex, when we can have better self-confidence through sex, we actually are going to see things in a more positive light. That's not going to make us delusionally happy individuals, but it will make us more resilient. It will make us more optimistic. And that, you know, has all kinds of benefits. For example, optimistic salespeople outsell their pessimistic counterparts by 50%. So if you're having a lot of great sex and you're more optimistic, you're going to do better at work.
Wow, that is a really interesting way to put it and to kind of give it all kind of a wrap up. Now, in the last minute or so, wrap it up for us. Tell us really the health benefits of sex and how truly important it is, and how it definitely can make us skinnier.
Absolutely. So having sex on a regular basis, healthy sex, is going to help us lose weight. It's going to help us have less depression, have greater self-esteem, sleep better at night. It's also going to sharpen our mental acuity. We're going to be mentally or cognitively more sharp. We're also going to have a closer relationship with our spouse, because physical intimacy promotes emotional intimacy. So truly, it's only positives when it comes to sex. A lot of people say, oh, not enough time. There's always time. The art of the quickie is a wonderful thing to establish with your partner. So keep working at it. Have fun. And remember, this is for you as well as your partner.
Now, wait a minute, because we have just another minute left here, but talk about that just a minute, the art of the quickie. Give your best advice for that. I mean, you've got kids. We've got kids in the house and jobs and things and places that we have to go. How do you fit it in without, for lack of a better term, without worrying about the kids? Just in the last 30 seconds here, give us the art of the quickie.
Be creative. Kids are watching a movie. Go into the bedroom, lock the door, take 5 minutes to yourself, as long as obviously they're safe. You know, a lot of times scheduling sex is important. People say, oh, that's not romantic. When you were dating, you scheduled sex. You called it a date. So keep up with that. Prioritize sex in your relationship, and everyone's going to be happier.
And everyone is going to be happier. There are health benefits to sex, and it actually can make you skinnier. Yes, I said that. It can make you skinnier, reducing your cortisol levels. They're going to shoot for trying to get you to eat more of those high-fat and high-calorie carbs. So let's get sexual, people. It'll make us healthier. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.